So, to my fellow human atheist, my sincere advice, if you even fathom the possibility that there is a creator, if that possibility, even like the slightest ounce of that possibility exists in your mind, consider the consequences of not reflecting on that possibility. If you are willing to take a chance on your life and your well-being to guarantee yourself there's no hereafter at all, nobody's looking after me, nobody's going to question what I did, and you want to just live your life, if you're willing to take that risk, go ahead. God is not going to force you to accept Him. But if there's that minute idea in your head that, you know, if it's even possible that He exists, and that He has given me guidance, and He has expectations of me, and I have deliberately chosen not even to think about it, then the consequences are on you and not on Him. So with that slightest possibility, be sincere to that possibility for your own sake, not for anybody else's, and inquire into the divine. Look in, and really ask for guidance in the end. Because as Muslims, we know it's not our intellect that reaches God or that we guide ourselves. Our intellect only goes so far, and then there's divine intervention. Something opens up in your chest, so you feel a peace, you feel an ease, and you'll be able to find that faith. But it is, part of it is an intellectual journey and part of it is a spiritual journey. I know for an atheist, acknowledging anything spiritual is very, very difficult. But humble yourself. You've had spiritual experiences. No matter who you are, you've had a spiritual experience. Acknowledge that there's an entity inside you that isn't entirely rational or logical. We're not purely, we're not machines. We're human beings. We have emotions. We have spirituality. So let that humanness of you seek out the Lord of the worlds.
Thank you very much. We're out of time, okay. And we're going to, inshallah, do some more shows with you.
You're quite welcome.
So they look forward to seeing more of my brother Noman Ali Khan from the Baina Institute. Jazakallah khair. May Allah reward you for being with us today.
Hayakumullah.
Thank
you so much.
All benefit from your story. And I'd like to thank you and all of you that are out there supporting the Deen Show, coming back every week to see a new show. And all those people out there who are watching us trying to learn about Islam, which is the fastest growing way of life out there. It's not something weird. Don't be weird. You don't want to be somebody standing out like an atheist. You're a small minority. You got heard what the brother had to say. God wants to guide you. He's out there. But do you want to be guided? Start with that first step. Ask Him to guide you. And then use the tools that He's given you. And the truth shall be made clear. We hope to see you again next time on the Deen Show. Until then, assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. أحب الله والإسلام أحب الله والإسلام أحب الله والإسلام أحب الله والإسلام